Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it is a Friday. We are live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, a brilliant classic showdown tonight from two soon-to-be legends, Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert. You're a Chargers and Chiefs fan. I know the Chargers fans are down a little bit. It's going to be a great 12, 15 years. Put your arms around it. You're going to win more than you're going to lose. Maybe not to Mahomes, but you're going to win more than you lose. Joy Taylor is joining me. Blazing 5 in 1 hour, my blasé 5. I love my picks. What's new? Joy, how are you?
I'm great. That was a great game last night.
Oh. I say this before. This is the year I use the word grateful. All year, my New Year's resolution, grateful. Last night I sat there and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Thursday night in December, chicken parm with a buddy, a cocktail, and I get that. Let me start with this. Easy targets. Analytics. Going for it and fourth down. This morning, everybody's going crazy. What is Brandon Staley doing? Three things. Number one, Urban Meyer did not get fired because he lost games. He got fired because he lost the locker room. Robert Saleh's not winning much either, but the players still believe in him and respect him. You do not lose a locker room going for it on fourth down. If it was up to players, they'd go up for fourth and 15. These are aggressive men. Locker rooms are full of aggressive alpha males. They want to go for it. They're looking for the knockout punch. You're never going to lose a locker room going for it on fourth and 2 and fourth and 3. And that's more important. You can lose games. Brandon Staley didn't lose a single player in that locker room. Number two, listen, the Chargers have great offensive personnel. They should go for it all the time. They're tight ends. I mean, they were missing an all-world left tackle. Their offensive line was spectacular most of the night. Their running backs, their wide receiver, they should go for it all the time. This is not the Texans. When you have great players, you should be more aggressive. And number three is they fumbled at the two-yard line. Analytics are an easy target. If they don't fumble at the two-yard line, they go up 21-13. We could have a different outcome. If you go look at the history of the NFL, teams that fumble at the one or two-yard line going in for a touchdown, they probably lose 75 to 80% of their games. Now, I'm going to add a but and an and. But football is very situational. Okay, when you go for it, where are we on the field? What time of the game is it? Is my defense up for the task if we fail, or are they gassed? I mean, that's a big part of it. A lot of questions here situationally. There are some fourth downs, obviously. Where are we at in the field? Who's the opposing quarterback? If we fail, who do I give the ball to? I'll give you an example. I would tend to be a go-for-it coach like Brandon Staley, but I would go for it more in the first half than the second half, and here's why. Did you notice the Chargers' defense, how great they were in the first two quarters and how gassed they looked last couple drives? Because you're asking 275-pound men to run around for 3 hours. They get tired. So I think going for it on fourth down early in a game, if you don't get it at midfield, your defense is still playing at a peak performance level. I think by the time you get to overtime, chasing Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce around the field, you look a little tired. So I would probably be much like Brandon Staley, but I would think longer about it over time late in games. Now the and. And I'm not a fan of the word always. Like, I wouldn't always punt. I wouldn't always go for it. I like to blitz, but I wouldn't blitz Aaron Rodgers and Brady much. I do think this is something that will work to their advantage, though. They go for it so regularly that, you know what Green Bay and Aaron's been doing for years? They do this at least once a week. It's fourth down and two. They rush to the line. Aaron barks and tries to get you offsides. And it works about a half dozen times a year. The Chargers are so aggressive on fourth, it will be a great decoy at some point, perhaps in the playoffs or a big game, where they just rush to the line, the defense is going, they've gone for it three times. They're going to get a penalty on this eventually before the season ends. So it plays to your advantage being aggressive. But I think analytics are an easy out. The first five times, they went for it five times last night. Next generation stats, 5 for 5, agreed with the decision. They went 2 for 5. If they go 3 for 5, are we having a discussion? If they don't fumble on the two, are we having this discussion? Probably not. We're complaining about results instead of the reality of the statistics. They work. But here's the most important part. The Chargers have something, and they have it with a rookie coach, and they have it with a young quarterback that most teams in this league don't. They have an identity. There's clarity in that locker room. I mean, Philadelphia is limited, but their identity is we're going to run the hell out of the ball. Buffalo's identity is we're going to pass it. It's not perfect, but it's an identity. And that's why I think Philadelphia and Buffalo are going to make the playoffs. Very few perfect teams. They have an identity. Everybody in that locker room, everybody in that organization knows we're a go-for-it team. You're not losing guys in the locker room like that. Urban didn't get fired for losing games. He lost trust. He lost respect. He lost the room. He's not losing the room on this stuff. These are aggressive men. You know who doesn't have an identity? The Jets. The Giants, Detroit, Jacksonville, the good teams. You say L.A. Chargers, and all of you are like aggressive, dynamic, risk-taking. I'm good with it. It's an identity. Brandon Staley talked about his decisions after the loss.
That's the way we're going to play around here. That's the way we're going to play. And, you know, when we have a quarterback like ours and we have an offense like ours, that's the way we're going to play because that's how you need to play against Kansas City. I know that the quickest way to win a game like that is to score touchdowns, not field goals, especially considering who's on the other side. And to me, when you feel like you're in an advantage situation, when you don't feel like it's a gamble, when you feel like this is an advantage for you, then that's going to be our mindset. Okay, and I don't think that any decision that I made tonight, was a gamble.
Do you know in the previous 20 years who went for it on fourth more than every other team? Belichick and Brady. It wasn't a gamble for them either. You got a Hall of Fame talent and a great coach. Fourth and two is not a big gamble. All right, let's talk about the overtime. My job isn't just to watch stuff and then react. My job is also, Joy's job too, to contextualize stuff. What really bothers me sometimes about the media, and some people are very good at it, I happen to be one of them, is contextualizing stuff. Not just griping about crap. Like explaining stuff. So overtime. All I hear about the overtime, it is unfair to the Chargers. The Chargers didn't get the ball. It's terrible. Fair. Okay, so let me explain this. Because I've talked to somebody on the committee that decides this. There's two things the NFL does not want. Number one is ties. They don't like ties. You don't like them. I don't like them. League doesn't like them. So they're going to have an overtime. Number two is, and you know this, injuries. So the NFL ideally would love for the overtime to be one play. You take the kickoff, you run it back for a touchdown, boom, nobody has to play any extra plays, nobody gets hurt. Why? Because data suggests that if you ask players to play another 15, 20, 25, 30 plays, they get hurt. You can ask Travis Kelce to play 35, 40 more plays. Really? You want that. And he gets hurt. Okay, they've done studies at the University of Utah on this. When do skiers get hurt? From 3:30 to 4:30 on your last two runs. Because your body is fatigued and you overcompensate or don't have the ability to get in and out of places you could at peak performance. The league wants this overtime to be fast. They don't want ties, but they don't want dudes hurt. And other data suggests that if you play 15, 20, 25, or 30 additional plays, an additional quarter, you'll lose the following week. Now think about that. Kansas City flies all the way out west, stays in a hotel, you never sleep as well. Then they play a game, and now they have to play. Let's say that thing went on, and you give the Chargers the ball, and it goes on for another 45 minutes, 50 plays. Then you get back on a plane, you fly, and you have another road game. You're losing that game, and you're probably getting guys hurt. So the NFL doesn't like ties, but they don't want injuries. They want these puppies over as soon as they can get them over. This is all about data. They don't want you to lose the following week because you played an extra quarter, and they don't want your players hurt, especially your star players. Here's the other thing. I hear the fairness thing. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, fairness. Oh, fairness. I live in LA. I'm a Charger guy, right? Are you going to tell me the Chargers, over the 3.5 hours of the game in regulation, didn't have enough fair opportunities? Touchdown pass in the end zone, drop, fumbled the 2-yard line, missed on several fourth downs and short. Yeah, that was my takeaway on Kansas City winning last night. Boy, this game wasn't fair. Boy, the Chargers never had any opportunities to win this game. They did. You drop a pass, you drop a fumble, you have a penalty. Folks, the only thing I would ever change about overtime, and I wrote about this in my first book, I would give the road team the ball first, or the right to choose offense or defense. My takeaway is the home team is at every advantage. The crowd, you can't hear, you're trying to audible on the road, you got to travel, the locker room's smaller. Like, it's hard to win on the road in the NFL. Even for good teams, it's hard to win on the road, right? Winning at home, you should win at home. Especially if you have a smart New England Patriot crowd where they're loud when you have the ball and they're quiet when the home team has the ball. So every advantage is for the home team. Forget the travel, the beds, the sleep. It's the crowd, the audibles, every advantage. So to me, if you cannot win at home and separate yourself with 10, 11, 12 possessions, the road team, I would just eliminate the coin flip in overtime. The road team gets the choice. Because remember, the NFL's all about parity, right? Best record, drafts last. Right? There's free agent restrictions. There's drafting restrictions based on where you finish. The league really wants ultimate parity, and the NFL has the most parity. NBA doesn't, baseball doesn't. NFL does. So if you want to, if everything here is about player safety, you don't want long overtimes. And if you want fairness and parity long term, which college football, by the way, doesn't have, it does not have, then the road team gets a choice. And if the road team has a defense like New England and they're facing a cruddy quarterback, let them have the ball. If you have Patrick Mahomes, we get the ball. I'm totally okay with it. But none of you, and I'm a Charger guy, right? I love Andy Reid, but you think I'm a Charger guy, right? Nobody in their right mind watched that game and went, boy, the Chargers just didn't have any opportunities tonight. Some of you always say, oh, I love the college overtime. That's the hokiest nonsense in the world. There's no kickoffs. The first part of college overtime, there's no special teams. Time out. You tell me special teams don't matter in the NFL or football in general? You gotta be kidding me. Like, the NFL overtime's like, you can win on a kickoff. You can win on a blocked punt. You can win on you hit the PAT. What they say is, though, we want this puppy over with really, really fast. And we're not worried about fairness because you both got 11, 12 possessions. We're not going to lose any sleep on fairness because none of you last night thought Chargers didn't get any opportunities in this game. They did. Drop a here, fumble here, penalty there. I mean, Herbert got the ball as great as he is late. He didn't score on it. Mahomes didn't. He did. Right team won. Right? Right team won. So there you go. It was a masterpiece, though. I will tell you that is that watching these two kids is, years ago, Brady and Manning played in the same division. The NFL separated. Maybe we have to separate these guys. Okay, Herbert, you go over there. Mahomes, you go over there. We don't want you knocking each other out of the playoffs. But it really did feel, it felt like watching Brady in year four and Manning in year three. It really did. I watched that game. Herbert's got so much Elway. He throws the ball so hard. And then Mahomes has a little, he's got a little bit of Marino where it just doesn't look like everybody else in the league. You're sitting watching that game. Here's the Mahomes to Kelce game winner from the Kansas City Chiefs radio network.
Mahomes takes the snap at his right thigh, dumps it over the middle, caught by Kelce at the 30, spins back up, had Kelce at the 15-yard line, Kelce at the 10-5, touchdown, Kansas City in the biggest AFC West game in 5 years. The Chiefs put the hammer down with a 34-yard touchdown pass, Mahomes to Kelce.
You tried to convince me the last month Kansas City was back. Today, after last night beating that good team in L.A., they are officially back.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5, that's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run,
Start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Records keep coming for Justin Herbert, who passed Andrew Luck, who I've compared him to. Andrew Luck, not as reckless. Pac-12, big body, big arm, smart. Passed Andrew for the most passing yards in a quarterback's first two seasons. Herbert and Mahomes, when I watch them play, I see two distinct styles. I think Justin Herbert has a more consistent delivery. Most of his passes look the exact same. Mahomes is got sidearm. He can be a little less consistent. He misses more layups. You know, that touchdown he had and then threw away, that's not what Herbert looks like. A lot of the quarterback NFL records are held by Breeze, Brady, and before that, Peyton Manning. And it's their consistency of delivery and their discipline of delivery that works for them. You get the same look and throw every time, over and over and over. That is Justin Herbert. Repetition, it should be noted, creates wealth. Most wealthy people have made their money in boring fashion. They create a product, they put it on a conveyor belt, Microsoft, and sell it over and over and over again. That is Brady and Breeze. That is Manning. That is Herbert. But Bruce Springsteen sold his catalog yesterday for $500 million. Artists can hit it rich too, and that is Mahomes. He's got a different flavor and sidearm and left-handed, and he's going to miss, he's going to have some songs that don't hit. But what is cool about Herbert and Mahomes is they're both going to be wildly successful. But they're very unique, and they're showing there's more than one way to win in this league. And that's what most rivals have been in my life. I grew up with Ollie and Frazier. You could not find two men who despised each other more or saw the world as they saw it. Magic and Bird. One was built for L.A., and one with a blue-collar work ethos was perfect for Boston. Crosby and Ovechkin. Sidney's more stoic. Ovechkin's a big personality. Nicholas and Palmer. Arnold was huggable. At times, Jack could be the bear, could be aloof. Brady and Manning have many similarities, but Brady was always cool and calm, like Montana. Manning was more frenetic, a control freak. KD's the ultimate scorer and plays angry. LeBron's the ultimate teammate and plays joyfully, mostly. So I think what's amazing about this is that you're going to get these guys in the same division, both about the same age, but their games are so distinct to them, and they're both, I would argue, the best in class for what they do. And Andy Reid, after the game, I mean, this, let's be honest, Herbert's probably easier to coach, but the ceiling perhaps is higher for Mahomes, and Andy Reid talked about it after the win on the road.
Offensively, Pat, you know, you got an idea when things, you know, I mean, he just keeps firing, and that's a part you love about him. He's never out of it mentally of a game. He just keeps rolling 400 plus yards.
Yeah, what a performance. How lucky are we?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
That's a hot one. Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Fire. Patriots at Colts.
I'm going to take the Colts -2.5. Both teams are off a bye, so they're well rested. The Colts have scored 30-plus points in 7 of 8 games. Do you realize that? In fact, do you go from week 6 on, they're number 1 in the NFL in points, total touchdowns, and 2nd in rushing. Their defense is good, too, forcing turnovers. But the Colts are 7-0 when Jonathan Taylor has over 100 yards rushing, and the Patriots' rush defense is their weakness. It's only 18th. I think the culture at home, they're more desperate. I'm laying less than a field goal. I'm going to take the Colts here, 28-24. Good game, more desperate team at home wins.
Texans at Jaguars.
Haven't taken the Jaguars all year. Here we go. I'm going to take them -5. Why? Interim coaches always get a great effort the first several weeks. And Jacksonville's defense, they got a pass rush. They can get after you. In fact, they've allowed under 200 yards passing 5 of their last 7 games. And Davis Mills has never won a start in the NFL. Jacksonville has the better defensive front. They're at home, and they got the better quarterback. And the Texans have scored 14 or fewer points in 8 games this year, most in the NFL. So they just can't move. They're last in everything. And I got an inspired team, a focused team that wants to prove they're fine. It was the ex-coach that was a problem. I haven't taken the Jags this year. I'm going to take them 27-20 here.
Titans at Steelers.
Here's an interesting stat. I'm going to take the Pittsburgh, and the line's moved around. It's now -0.5. I'm going to take the Steelers. You're not going to believe this. I may bang on Big Ben, but he's had his moments this year. Big Ben, 15 touchdowns, 3 picks in the last 8 games. Only Aaron Rodgers is better. Only Aaron has a better TD interception ratio. And a lot of that's because Najee Harris is now becoming a forceful running back. And they're 5-1 when Najee gets 25-plus touches. That helps Ben. The Titans offense, meanwhile, since losing Derrick Henry, is a wreck. And what's really happening is that they're forcing Tannehill to take more of a burden of the offense, and they become a turnover machine. 9 giveaways in the last 3 games. They really miss Derrick Henry. I like the Steelers to win this game and cover 26-20.
Bengals at Broncos.
Now, I like this line much better at 1.5 and 2. It's my least favorite bet, but I'm going to take the Broncos -3. The line was better earlier this week, but here's why I'm going to take them. The Broncos defense forces a lot of turnovers. They've had multiple takeaways in 4 of their last 6 games. This is a real defense. Vic Fangio, these corners, this is a real defense. And what does Cincinnati do? Give it away. I love Joe Burrow, 14 picks, tied for most in the league. He's a young quarterback. It's an okay offensive line. I think Denver at home, cold weather, late in the year, very good disruptive defense. I'm going to take them to beat Cincinnati 28-23. Like the line earlier, still like the Broncos. You know I like the Broncos this year. You know I like them, right? I'll take them here.
Seahawks at Rams.
This is a strange game. I like the Seahawks a lot here. Seahawks +4, and here's why. First of all, massive COVID outbreak for the Rams. It's one thing to miss starters last week and be galvanized. Now you're asking them a second week in a row to be wildly shorthanded. This is a division rival. In this division, taking points is almost always the way to go. The Seahawks have 10 giveaways this year, tied for the fewest in the league. They don't beat themselves. And the Seahawks offense, since Russell has not only come back, but has been healthy in the last couple of starts, last 3 games, Russell's completing 70% of his throws. His passer rating's 109. Don't judge Russell on the game he came back against Green Bay. Since he's gotten healthier, they're getting a running game. Russell's playing better. Massive COVID outbreak. I'm going to have the Rams-Seahawks. I'm going to take the 4 with Seattle. I think it's a go-either-way last-second game. I got the Rams winning by a point. I don't feel great about that. I just think it's a go-either-way game. I do think the Rams are a better football team, even with COVID. But you got to take the 4 points here. That's just way too many points in a wild, desperate Seattle team, a desperate Seahawks team. I'm going to take them. All right. There you go. I'm taking the favored Colts, the favored Jags, the favored Broncos, and the Seahawks Steelers. I tell you, I love them. Those are great picks. Every week's a get-back week for me.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Dave Wannstedt, Fox Sports analyst, going to join us live now. I know Dave hates all this analytics stuff, but my takeaway is touchdown in the end zone, fumble. I think this morning it's easy to bang on analytics, but if I had Justin Herbert, is 2 yards a gamble? I mean, their running backs are good. Their receivers are great. I look at their personnel, Dave, and I'm like, they're not going from it the 20-yard line. They're going deep down the field. I don't think it's that huge of a risk, but I know older coaches don't like it. You don't like it.
Well, no, I listen to it. And I tell you, the one that bothered me was right before the half. I would have definitely kicked the field goal, the short field goal at that point. And you want to go in at halftime and you want to feel good about your football team.
Yeah.
You want the crowd cheering you. That's the one that bothered me. You know, so most of the other ones didn't. You know, you mentioned 2 yards Justin Herbert's a big quarterback and New England did that. Well, Brady did that on his own, you know, because we were battling him. I was at the Dolphins at the time. And that was a lot of times if Tom saw where he could make it, nobody knew except Tom in the center. And he would kind of goose or pinch the center and he would take the ball and go and get the first down on his own. So, you know, Tom did a lot of that stuff on his own. It wasn't called, but it was very effective. And I think it was a great football game. I loved the physicality. The thing that got my attention, and I got right out of my chair early, was the physicality that the Chargers brought to the game. You know, I mean, because they're at the bottom running the ball. They're at the bottom of stopping the run is statistically. But they came out and they were determined they were going to run the football. And I thought that was a key to set the momentum for this game.
So, you know, it's interesting, having been a former Dolphin coach, you got him to the playoffs. The Tua thing is early in the year, there was a lot of drama and Deshaun Watson rumors, and he was struggling. He's a young quarterback. I mean, Brady didn't even like Garoppolo around him at the end. Like, I get that. Now we've given it to Tua. There's kind of a formula. The O-line's a little healthier. And it's not a great college quarterback draft. You know Miami well. Would you just stick with Tua this year, next year, and then reexamine it? What would you do with Miami and Tua?
I would, unless you're going to draft Kenny Pickett from Pitt, who's the best quarterback in the draft, then I would stay with Tua. I'm saying that in jest because I want the Pitt, obviously. But no, seriously, you know, it's not a strong by standards in history quarterback draft. So I would definitely stay with Tua. You kidding me? One solid year, the kid's starting and he's made improvement and your team's getting better. I would stay with Tua and keep going at this point.
Okay. By the way, you were a defender of Trubisky for years. You always said you can win with Trubisky, maybe not Super Bowls, but you can win. Now let's go to Trevor Lawrence, somebody we both love. He was at the mic yesterday. He's such a mature kid. I think it's a pretty good year for candidates. It's Leftwich, it's Bieniemy, it's Josh McDaniel, it's Brian Daboll. There's a lot of good offensive guys out there with NFL experience, right? What's your idea on where to go if you're Jacksonville?
Well, I don't think it has to be an offensive guy. I really don't. And I'll reference back to when we were in Dallas and Jimmy brought in Norv Turner. You know, Norv was an offensive guy. You know, we were together at USC, was the offensive coordinator. And then he was a receiver coach and quarterbacks at the Rams. But he came in and he just had the personality. He ran the offense that we wanted to run. So that would be a key. Whoever the head coach is, what are we going to do to give this kid the best chance to be successful? And then you got to get somebody that can really connect with him. I think that's such a key for these quarterbacks. You just look across the board and you see the ones that are most productive. They usually have a beyond football relationship with the guy that's spending most of the time with them, whether he's the head coach or the coordinator or just a quarterback coach. I think that's the most important thing that Jacksonville needs to do.
Okay, Matt Nagy, Chicago, another team you coached to the playoffs, the Chicago Bears. I mean, you always liked Nagy, but you told me very early, even when he was in the playoffs, you said, you know, he doesn't have a lot of experience calling plays. You know, he's a young guy, younger than people think. What do you do in Chicago? The guess is, from the national perspective, he's done. What are they going to do and what direction do they go in?
Well, you know, you brought up a point earlier. You're talking about you like the Chargers because you can see an identity. If I asked you right now, if I went walked down the street of Michigan Avenue in Chicago and said, what is the identity of the Bears offense? You'd get, if I asked 10 people, you'd probably get 10 different answers. No, and I'm serious. I mean, that's so, you know, and I do like Matt Nagy. I think he's a great guy. I think he's probably a good coach. You know, whether he was ready for this, I don't know. So they're more than likely going to make a change. I don't know that. No one knows. No one knows anything for sure. But right now it's a tough situation because I'll tell you what's tough about this job. They've got a lot of good young talent on offense. Fields, they got Kmet, the tight end. They got Montgomery, the running back. They got Mooney, the receiver. They got three good offensive linemen. But guess what? That defense, you know, you have a window where you got to hit it big as a coach. And that window, Mack is hurt. He's probably done. Akeem Hicks, Danny Trevathan, the key guys on defense, the mainstay. Robert Quinn's going to be a free agent. You know, you're going to be starting over on defense. So it's going to be a little different job than it was 4 years ago.
By the way, you talked about Kenny Pickett, the kid from Pitt. And it is interesting. It's not a great quarterback draft, which I think helps people like Tua to get an extra year. I really do. If you had a great quarterback draft, he'd be in trouble. But you know the kid. You know the situation. And I said to Joey earlier that whenever they tell us it's a great quarterback class, two or three are no good. And now I'm being told none of them are any good. And my takeaway is that means, Dave, they'll all get drafted or most later, meaning they'll go to better teams. They'll go to better organizations. If you get drafted 15th, you could go, you know, to like an Atlanta instead of going to like a Zach Wilson goes to the Jets. So the only kid I've seen a ton of, and I like him, is the Kenny Pickett kid from Pittsburgh. A lot of starts. He's a big kid. He's mobile. Good enough arm. Tell me a little about him that you see and know about him, having coached at Pitt.
Well, number one, the guy's got the mental toughness and the maturity to come into the National Football League and perform at a high level. I mean, this kid's not going to be intimidated by anything. He's a tough guy. So I like that about him. Number two, we just saw that fake slide. This kid is an athlete.
Yeah.
I mean, athletically, he looks a lot like the guy we saw last night, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes. He's that type of athlete as far as making guys miss. Look at his rushing statistic. So he can extend the play for you. And he's been coached by Mark Whipple, who coached in the National Football League. I think Mark, he was coaching at the Steelers when I was at Pitt. He was a quarterback. So he spent time with Ben. So he's had an NFL mentality as far as meetings and preparation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's a lot about this kid. You know, and you can see, I mean, he can make all the throws. I don't know. I think the guy's going to play in this league. It's just a matter of getting him at the right fit. There's no question.
Good stuff. Man, I'll tell you, I was watching that Mahomes and Justin Herbert thing last night. You know what I thought about, Coach?
Yep.
I thought about all those poor coaches that are watching that game, and they don't have a star quarterback. And there's
me.
I honestly, because coach, the thing about this sport that's so crazy is we just beat up on the coaches. But I mean, half the stuff, I mean, not half, 25% of the great plays last night are Herbert or Mahomes just doing stuff because they're great, right? Like, I mean, when you watch that game, do you think to yourself, I wouldn't be talking to Cowherd. I'd be out there still coaching.
Yeah. Well, remember we used to talk on the show and I said, you know, one of the things we talked about when we drafted players, let's get some of those players that do things that we don't have to coach. And that's what you saw last night. I mean, it's fantastic. God bless them, really.
Yeah. Okay, so Dak has been struggling, and I think a lot of it is he's better with a strong run game. I just think he is. If you look at the numbers, when he has less than 100 yards, he's not as successful. Is that a coaching issue where you have to realize what Dak is? Do you blame Dak, McCarthy? Because if he's not doing well or as well with fewer rushing yards, would you change the way you coach? Would you change the way you game plan if your running backs, Pollard and Zeke, weren't 100%?
Well, I'm going to say this, and I said this on our Fox NFL kickoff show after – the Broncos beat them. And Jerry Jones came out and said, I thought the game plan, that was the first game that they got stopped cold with their running attack. And Jerry Jones came after the game and said, I thought the plan was to have two runs to every one pass. And it ended up being completely opposite. He says, I don't know what happened. Well, most of these offensive coordinators, these quarterback guys, you know, and God bless Kellen Moore, but they can all make adjustments to the pass game. But the minute that their run game gets hit, and give the defense some credit, Vic Fangio at that time, you know, for tendencies and coming up with a scheme to take away their best runs, you got to make adjustments with the run game. And I just haven't seen that enough with the Cowboys.
That's fair.
And if you can't come up with a scheme, give the ball to C.D. Lamb or give the ball more to Tony Pollard. I mean, do something to create some runs. And that's missing. But I'll tell you what, one step farther, that confidence, I sit back and watch the Cowboys right now. And who would have ever thought that their defense would be the strong point of that team at this point in the season? I think offensively, Dak has lost confidence. He's not sure when to throw it, when to run it. I think Kellen Moore's not sure when to throw it, when to run it. I think Mike McCarthy needs to grab this thing by the horns. He's an offensive guy, and they need to reassess this offense. I'm serious. I don't see any confidence in doing anything. There's hesitation with players and coaches the way I see it.
Dave Wannstedt, Fox Sports. Great seeing you, my man. Thank you.
Okay, good talking, Colin. Bye, Joy.
All
bye,
right.
Bye, Coach.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Well, he has developed into a very he leads in rushing yards, over 600 for the Packers, and rushing attempts, 100 and almost 145. And A.J. Dillon of the Packers is now joining us live. You know, he initially was going to be a Michigan Wolverine, and he flipped to Boston College. So you – that was Harbaugh. You told Harbaugh to hit the road. How did that work?
Hey, you know, I just had to go to the best place for me, but, you know, it's really cool, you know, seeing where they're at this year, Michigan, that is. They got a lot of great things in front of them, so yeah. That's awesome.
You know, it is interesting, AJ. One of the reasons, the draft that you were part of, that the Packers the year before were very good, but they did feel that they were a little finessed. They played the Niners twice, and they got pushed around. They played the Chargers that year here in L.A. They got pushed around. They had played Philadelphia. They got pushed around. So you were part of a draft class that was more physical. And it's very obvious now that you are part of – I do believe when I watch the Packers, I honestly do, you're a more physical football team. Do you feel it last year to this year? It is different.
I definitely think it's something that we've all been, you know, continuously striving towards. Just kind of having that mentality just to kind of – impose our will on defenders as an offense. And I think it's honestly everybody, linemen, tight ends, you got receivers down there blocking, doing their thing. And then, you know, receivers getting the ball and running over people. So I think it's just a mentality we're developing, and they've been working on even before I got here. But, you know, it's nice to be a part of that scheme, I guess.
You know, AJ, when you run like you do, they just added a game to the season. You are a punishing runner. You initiate contact at times. So how do you feel this morning when you get up? Being a power running back in this league, because a lot of the violence has been legislated out of the sport. You can't hit this guy. You can't hit that guy. Running backs still get popped. How do you feel week 13, 14 right now as a power running back?
I feel pretty good. You know, no complaints. You know, just – I feel like it's week 13, just like, or week 15, just like everybody else. But, you know, I feel good.
Mm-hmm. When you guys have a late bye, you have a late, late bye this week. What, you play the Ravens. So let me take, you're a young guy in this league, but is it a good time for a bye?
I think the bye we had, it was late, but just in the comparison to the last 2 years, the one we had last year, I felt like was so early. And then you had that long stretch. Now, the one we just came off of, yeah, it was week, I think, 12 or 13. I'm not sure which week it is. But, you know, we played all those games, and then everybody got time to refresh, kind of refocus. And now it's, you know, we got this last little bit ahead of us. And, you know, we kind of have that energy to go for that final push. So I feel like it came at a great time, and especially as a young guy, just to kind of, you know, step away for a second, trying to absorb so much, take a second, do something besides look at football for a second and then get back to it.
You know, you and I was talking about this the other day on the show, that you can't have one running back anymore. It's ridiculous. It's just you have to have – I mean, Denver went out and drafted a running back. He's been fantastic. And you're watching the Chargers last night. Multiple guys outside of Austin Ekeler that can make plays. So, you know, Aaron Jones, it's his club. And here comes A.J. Dillon. Who's this young guy? and you lead the team in touches this year. But when I watch you play, I really feel like I get a little of both. I get the physical guy who can move. I get the speed guy who can be physical. Like, is it a good communicative relationship, even though you're taking carries from each other?
Yeah, I think one thing I can definitely attest to is we have a great relationship. And, you know, that's no joke. I know everybody always talks about family, but, you know, that's my big brother. You know, since I walked in here last year, him and Jamal, who's not here with us anymore, really took me under their wing. And so it stretches more than just, you know, in running the ball and, you know, the things you have to do as a running back. We're looking out for each other off the field and things like that. So we have that connection, and it's not hard to do. You know, he'll come off in these cold games and he'll be in there. I'll run over my the big coats we wear and make sure he's warm. Just things like that. Or I'll be running to meetings and be like, hey, I got some extra snacks. Here you go, and split those. So we have a great relationship, and you know, I don't think either one of us looks at the stats or the touches or anything like that. We're just trying to put the team in the best position to win, and we're both running on the sideline. I wish there was a camera to catch, like, every time he scores, I'm up there jumping up, trying to run out on the field. My coach is like, hey, we might go for two here. But, you know, it's great to see both of us just out there working and grinding.
You know, Aaron's one of the smartest guys in the league. That means Peyton Manning had this quality. He's audibling quickly. You gotta. It's quick. Now, if you got into Michigan and Boston College, I know you're smart because those schools wouldn't let me near them. So, but when you got there, Aaron's moving 1,000 miles an hour upstairs, and he's not going to be real patient for young guys. So did you have to get into that offense, AJ, and really speed up fast to keep up with Aaron in the offense?
Absolutely. You know, like you said, Aaron's so smart. He's been doing it, I mean, the highest of levels for so long. He's seen everything that we're seeing a million times. And so, you know, there is so many things that aren't necessarily in the playbook that he can – you know, get to or see things that aren't actually written down on the X's and O's, but he can draw up, which is a great quality. But yeah, as a young guy, it's definitely, you know, something I really was trying to, you know, get into, and especially this off season, something I really focused on a lot is just kind of all the signals that we can get to, all the audibles, all the trying to figure out what he sees a little bit, just so I can kind of be on the same page and take out that, you know, thinking process and just kind of go out there and get the job done. So still working on it, but definitely feel a lot better than I did coming in.
A.J. Dillon, Packers running back. So you played in Boston College. What is that called? Chestnut Hill? Isn't that what they call it?
Chestnut Hill, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know cold weather, and now you're in Lambeau. So you're fighting for the number one seed. Now, I thought you played your best game of the year at Arizona, so you guys can go on the road and win. But when you have a cold weather college or a cold weather NFL, like – as a running back, do you think that's a big advantage, having Tampa come up or Arizona come up?
Absolutely. You know, going back, you mentioned Chestnut Hill. I remember we'd have those red bandana games. My freshman year, we played Florida State at home, night game. They didn't want any problems with that. My sophomore year, we had Miami come up. And, like, just those types of things. So I saw it in college, and we didn't really play as deep into the year as you do, obviously, in the NFL. And so now just having my little bit of playoff experience with last year, definitely affects teams having to come up from where it's not as cold. You see that snowy picture right there coming up into that, going on that frozen tundra. So it definitely is a home field advantage for sure.
But it hurts more when you get hit in these games, doesn't it?
It all feels the same.
All feels like a mini car crash, right? Yeah. All right, A.J. Dillon of the Packers. What a pleasure to meet you. Loved having you on, and good luck to you against the Ravens.
Hey, likewise. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
You bet. A.J. Dillon, good dude. He leads them in rushing yards and rushing attempts. Yeah, I love hearing that. I got snacks. I got a jacket for Aaron Jones. I don't care. We're not watching stats. I love that. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.